during their readings, looking at you here, I was thinking about our own life, because I never planned to live abroad. I arrived in Canada by accident. When Bishop Henry found me almost 9 years ago, he asked if I could come to the Portuguese parish with a very particular situation there, that he needed a new priest. And I was preparing to go to the United States at that time. And my first answer was, no, I can't. Everything is prepared. I was going to finish my studies in the United States. But after that, they insisted with me. And I remember that on the third time, I told them, oh, that's okay. Let me talk with the bishop of my home diocese. His answer will be my answer. And he told me, if you go to Canada and go in there, you can help them and finish your studies. That's okay. Go to Canada. And I answered Bishop Henry at that time, okay, I can come to Canada. But I can stay there for 1 year only. But he told him, no, 1 year is not enough. At least 2 years. And I told him, no, 1 year and a half. Oh, that's okay. But after the first year, I met him, and he told me, Father, you cannot return now. You have to consolidate what you started in this parish. I said to him, okay, send a letter to my bishop. His answer will be my answer. And now I'm here. In a totally unexpected way, the new pastor of this parish. We see how God can work in our lives in a totally unexpected way. And I'm so grateful for this moment. And I have to say thanks to God. Thanks be to God. Because I'm here because this is His will. It's totally clear for me. This is not my personal decision. This is what God is doing in my life, because He is still writing my history, and your history is the same. He is still writing, but I'm here. Let us talk a little bit about the gospel now. Yeah. But I do like to mention this, because when I was looking at you, oh, it's unbelievable. I never expected this kind of experience in my life. It's God. But let's return it to the gospel. Because the gospel today talks about this kind of mute man. And it's interesting, this aspect, because as you know, for those who are familiar with online meetings, we live this kind of situation. Sometimes we hear, you are muted. Unmute your mic. We are speaking, but we can't communicate nothing. And we have with this man a similar situation. He can't communicate. But his problem is physical. But sometimes our problem is not physical, but spiritual. We can't communicate properly with God. Maybe before God, in some moments of our lives, we are muted. We can't establish communication. We can't hear. we can't speak. And if I have faith, but I have no communication with God, probably, even with my community, I will lost the ability to communicate. And we live this kind of experience that is not good for our spiritual life. Sometimes in our spiritual lives, we are spiritually muted, unable to connect with God or express our faith. But Jesus, with his healing grace, needs to unmute our spiritual life, restoring our ability to hear and proclaim our faith with our lives. Today, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus heals a man who is deaf and mute, opening his ears and loosening his tongue with the powerful command, Ephphatha, which means be opened, or using our words, unmute. This miracle goes beyond physical healing. It represents a spiritual awakening, an invitation to unmute the word of God in our lives. Being mute can often represent a spiritual state of disconnection or alienation from God. During such times, we can experience a period or a season of spiritual silence. This silence describes a time when we feel disconnected from God, unable to hear his voice or express our faith meaningfully. This silence is not simply the absence of sound, but a deeper sense of spiritual desolation or disconnection. Where we find it difficult to engage in a more consistent spiritual life, which includes prayer, active presence in our community, and our relationship with God and others. But in a spiritual silent period or season, when we live this kind of moment of silence, especially the silence of God in our lives, God may be inviting us to slow down and open ourselves more fully to his silent voice. Silent retreats, contemplative prayers, reflection can help us discern what God is speaking in this quiet. When we emerge from spiritual silence, we experience not only relief, but a deeper renewal of faith. The deaf and mute man, once healed, became a living testament of God's power. In the same way, once we hear God's voice again, we can express our faith. We become witnesses of his grace, able to speak words of hope to others who might be in a season of silence. And may God bless us and teach us how to discover his presence in this kind of seasons of silence of our lives. And may God bless all of us. Amen.